This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk. I hosted a ceremony for the United States Postal Service on Treasure Island in San Francisco, celebrating the 81st anniversary of the Golden Gate International Exhibition and also the bicentennial of the independence of Peru. Here are the remarks of Treasure Island Museum President Mike Hanahan and also the Pacific Interclub Yachting Association Commodore Patty Mangan, who were both recognized in this ceremony.
Thank you, Karen, and thank you so much, Postmaster Cooper, and both of you for the honor of being part of your Building Bridges event today. As you've already heard, Treasure Island was built for the Golden Gate Expo in order to celebrate the completion of the Golden Gate Bridge and the Bay Bridge here in San Francisco. The theme of that World's Fair was Pacific Unity, and it included the participation of many countries across Asia, North America, and South America, including our co-honoree today, Peru. We at the Treasure Island Museum aspire to continue the spirit of that diversity, the unity, and the inclusion in our exhibitions and our monthly online lectures, where we explore social topics such as art and architecture at the fair, including those wonderful Peruvian sculptures, racial equity, LGBTQ, and women's issues. We explore science and engineering topics such as aviation through the Pan Am Clippers that flew out of here, and also through things like urban planning and the climate change and sea level rise, which are definitely topics of today. Finally, we have to cover the rich legacy of the Navy, which included the Port Chicago Mutiny Trial, which was held here, and the great achievements of Admiral Chester Nimitz, who lived and died here and worked here on Treasure Island and Yerba Buena Island. We hope to live up to the original high expectations of the fair and build bridges of our own by becoming a community resource for island residents and visitors from around the world as Treasure Island becomes San Francisco's newest neighborhood and the museum reopens here in Building 1 as part of that redevelopment.
Hello, everybody. I am very grateful for this opportunity to receive this special USPS Building Bridges Postal Cancellation cachet. I'm honored. And I represent the Pacific Interclub Yacht Association, celebrating our 125th anniversary this year. This opportunity to be part of such an important moment in time to recognize the Golden Gate International Exposition, in which PICYA actually had a very large exhibit, as well as we organized regattas, and basically we're a part of the organization of the event. This year, we're going to celebrate that by joining together all the yacht clubs. I've called on 107 yacht clubs to parade around Treasure Island clockwise together in one direction and to celebrate our unity and community.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's Tuesday at 9:40 when we check in with the co-host of the segment for SalesportTalk.com, Karen Lyle, who also is in the East Bay on the old Skype. Karen, how are you?
I'm doing just great, Rick, and how about yourself?
Not too bad. Let's get straight to our guests. We're quite happy to have the Consul General of Peru in San Francisco, Hernando Torres Fernandez, and he is here because he was the speaker at that ceremony on February 18th. There's been a long history, of course, between San Francisco and the nation of Peru, and this is the bicentennial of the independence of Peru. Welcome to the show, Hernando. It's an exciting time for your country, huh?
Yes, thank you, Rick. Thank you, Karen. Very happy to talk to you this morning. They say that it's going to be a stormy morning, but I don't see nothing yet.
That's good.
The skies look pretty clear.
Yes. You know, this is the year of the bicentennial of Peru when we got our independence from the Spanish Empire. No, remember that there were two vice royalties. Of Spain in the continent. There was only one in South America, that was Peru, and one in North America, which was Mexico. And we got our independence in 1821. And after 2 years, that was the formal independence. after 3 years, there was this famous battle in Peru in 1824 to fight for the independence of all the continent from the Spanish Empire as well.
Yes, I think about the campaigns of Simón Bolívar, obviously, José de San Martín. But what is it like in a country so rich in the heritage of, I mean, of course, the conquistador Francisco Pizarro, but before Colombian times, you had, you know, Machu Picchu and Cusco with the Incan Empire. Cusco is still a beautiful city today. It's a very rich country with both of those heritages living side by side, right?
Yes. You know, Peru is considered one source of civilization. Before the Incas, we had many other civilizations, much older, in the coast of Peru, especially in the north part, also close to the Titicaca Lake, which is the highest lake in the planet. And, for instance, Peruvians domesticated the potato. The potato comes from Peru. And all Peruvians domesticated the potato very close to the Lake Titicaca 7,000 years ago. You know, we have in Peru 4,000 kinds of potatoes. And, of course, it was a very interesting civilization then. And the Incas was the last one. The Incas began the 12th century, until the arrival of the Spaniards. So Peru is considered one of the seven source of civilizations in the planet.
I love hearing about the biodiversity of all those potatoes. That's something I didn't know. San Francisco and Peru, and especially Lima, have quite a history together, going back, 171 years? Can you tell us a little bit about the consulate in San Francisco for Peru?
Yes, of course, but even before that, in the 18th century, there was this Peruvian sailor who was born in Lima, Juan de la Bodega y Cuadra, who was sent by the Spanish Empire to explore the Californian coast until Alaska in that time to see if the Russians had arrived yet or not in that time. And they didn't, you know, they were coming. And he passed through the San Francisco Bay, and they say that he didn't see the bay because it was very foggy. So he continued sailing until he discovered the which is now known as the Bodega Bay. That's why it has the name in his honor, Juan de la Bodega y Cuadra. And he came three times to California, and he died in Mexico. That was in the 18th century. Then in the 19th century, the Peruvians came for the gold rush, a very important group of Peruvians in through the Pacific Ocean. That's the fastest way to arrive here, and many businessmen arrived. And at that time, you know, the city was a little bit chaotic and insecure, with immigrants from everywhere also looking for gold and silver. And the Peruvians asked protection to the president of Peru. In that time, the president of Peru was a famous marshal called Ramon Castilla. And Ramon Castilla sent a ship with 200 Marines and with the first consul in 1849. And when the ship arrived here, the captain of the ship had an interview with the major. I think in that time was Mr. Brannan, mayor of San Francisco. And the major asked him if he could also not protect only Peruvians, but could patrol the city. So he accepted, and Peruvians were patrolling San Francisco for many months in 1849.
Well, I never knew that. This is great. We're speaking with Hernando Torres Fernandez, the Consul General of Peru in San Francisco. I am a big fan of international football, and I got to see Norberto Solano play one time in England. But would you say that the greatest Peruvian player is probably Teofilo Cubillas?
Yes, I think so. He was the most important one. Yes, there was also Sotil, another one who played in the Barcelona.
Oh yeah, club. Hugo
Sotil. Yes, I realize that you know a lot about soccer, Greek.
Yes.
Rick is our sports guy. He's been a sportscaster here on Sports Byline for more years than I can count, and so I love having the opportunity to co-host with him. Hernando, I also wanted to mention that you are quite the sailor. At the end of the ceremony that we did on February 18th, we sailed out on my boat, Sandpiper, and when we were coming back under the East Bay span of the Oakland-San Francisco East Bay Bridge, you took the helm, and we have a picture of you on the website with your wife, Adriana, and you really knew how to command the boat. How did you learn how to sail?
No, thank you. This beautiful boat from that belongs to you, Karen, and I must praise for all the work that you are doing in San Francisco. In this event in the Treasure Island was very well organized. It was an historic moment to remember the International Exhibition of San Francisco of 1939 and to also commemorate this bicentennial independence of Peru. Was a great ceremony, and I must congratulate you for that, Karen. Of course, I love Peru. Peru has a very long coast of almost 3,000 miles. Don't forget that ceviche, the famous Peruvian plate, comes from Peru, no? And it was invented by this old civilization before the Incas, because they ate fish. They didn't have nothing else to eat. Of course, they had the corn, they had potatoes, but they ate a lot of fish. And there was no lemon, there was no lime, because that came later from Europe. So they use another typical fruit, which is a little bit like passion fruit, maybe more acid, called tumbo, no? That they use to cook, to put on the ceviche as a juice, no? And to eat that, no? And ceviche, you know, became now a very popular dish everywhere.
You know, when I think about South American soccer in CONMEBOL, and of course there are two giants, there's Brazil and there's Argentina, obviously, and Peru is one of the smaller countries. So what was that like when you guys won the Copa America? How long did you party in the streets?
Yes, for a long time. Peru, the last Copa America, Peru was second. Unfortunately, we couldn't win Brazil. Brazil is a superpower in soccer, as you know. But yes, you know, the we went to the World Cup in Russia, as you know, after many years, and many Peruvians traveled to Russia, some thousands of Peruvians, and they made a kind of competition between who was the best, how do you call it, in the best group of fans of a team, no?
Right, best and fans.
Exactly, and Peru was chosen as the best one in the World Cup of Russia, the Peruvians that went there. So they're really crazy for soccer, no? And we didn't expect to. Well, it's not the first time that Peru wins the American Cup. I think it was twice before that Peru.
Yeah, that was there. That Hugo Sotil team. I remember I was like 10 years old, right? Like 1975, somewhere in there.
Yes, in Brazil. We got the American Cup in Brazil, no? So that was a double merit, I think. Twice merit.
And Karen, we have time for one more question. Go ahead.
Yes, and I just wanted to make mention of the Peruvian naval tall ship, the VAP Union, which was featured in the special postal cancellation. But also we had the captain at the time, Captain Kurt Boettger, as a guest here on Sailsport Talk in April of 2019 when the ship came here. And it's been such a service to Peru during the pandemic. We've had quite a bit of troubles with the pandemic in Peru, but the tall ship has been hosting the emergency responders. How is the tall ship doing, Hernando?
No, very good. Unfortunately, no, you know, this pandemic affected every country in the world, and Peru is having right now a hard time with the pandemic. Already, people are vaccinating, but very slowly. And unfortunately, they had to cut the budgets of many institutions like the Peruvian Navy. So so she was expected to come this year for the bicentennial, and I hope if it's not this year that because of these problems, it will be next year for the second time. And you, Karen, and the radio was you were doing a great job, great work, making this tall ship known for everybody. As you know, it's the biggest tall ship in its type in the world. And you know, and it has this sculpture. This is a, I don't know how to say in English, the sculptures that you put in the front of the of a tall ship.
Yeah, the mastheads.
Yes, exactly. That one is has the figure of an Inca. You know, the Inca was the pharaoh of the empire. And this Inca is called Tupac Yupanqui, one of the 13 Incas that we had. And this Inca is known as a great sailor who arrived to the Polynesia in the 14th century, to the Polynesia. So, and there are many studies about that. Tor Heyerdahl, the famous Norwegian explorer, did that trip with the Kon-Tiki some centuries after to prove his theory. And he discovered that in the Polynesia there are many Quechua words. The Quechua was the language, is the language of the Incas. And he found there many words from the Incas in the Polynesia, and also the sweet potato. The sweet potato that they didn't have was brought by the Incas in that time. So very interesting.
It's fascinating, story. And unfortunately we're out of time, but we really want to thank muchos gracias to, if he was a soccer player, Hernando Torres Fernandez, the Consul General of Peru, and we want to give a special thanks to Latitude38.com as well. Once again, Hernando, thanks for your time. It's been fascinating.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Rick, Karen. Thank you and congratulations for this great program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much,
Karen. We'll talk to you next week, kiddo.
Okay, we'll do it.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and came on back on Sports Bio.